Sean Mullen in Swift Current for the Coach's Show with Steve Hamilton, head coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings. And Coach, early in the season, you guys got a nice long road swing here, 4 games in 5 days, a nice way to test yourselves. And what have you made of it?
Well, it's been a good, you know, good opportunity to get away from home. I think everybody looks forward to a road trip when you've been, started training camps end of August, and we really hadn't traveled all that much with the exception of the odd day game. So it was nice to get on the road, and I think it's been good for our guys.
You've had a chance to get to know each other a little better, I guess, to some degree. And at the same time, you go into tough buildings against good teams like Moose Jaw and Brandon and find a way to win those games. What has that meant for your group?
Well, it's really been positive to start the trip 2-0. I mean, that's, we looked a little tired in Regina. I think our guys were trying. I didn't think we had a lot to give. It was good to get through that stretch of it and have a day off yesterday. Certainly feel like our guys will hopefully have more jump tonight.
What do you think led to the success you guys had in those first 2 games on the trip against teams that have had a lot of success early this season on their own merits?
Yeah, good. I mean, they're both high-octane teams. They want to get after it. We had good structure, and that's going to always be important for our team. We don't want to trade chances, quite honestly. We can't trade chances with the other team. It's just not the way we're built, and no apologizing for that. We need to play with structure, and we need to make sure that we compete really hard, and I thought we did that, and we got 2 really good goaltending performances both nights.
Does it help when you're trying to sell what you guys are doing to have success executing it? You know, you go into 2 buildings against teams that are high-scoring, good teams in their own building. You do what you are preaching, and it leads to wins, and then it makes it a little easier to get that buy-in?
Oh, 100%. And, you know, it was a tough start to the season. We had double Red Deer and Kelowna in our first 3 games, and, you know, we felt like we were okay in those games, but, you know, we needed some polish, and we found a way to get string 3 in a row together, and that was good for our group to, you know, get a little bit of confidence, get a little return on your investment, so to speak.
And that started with your win against Swift Current, a game where I don't think either team would be particularly impressed with the beginning of the game, and the Broncos were able to get a lead on you, and you really turned it up in the third to come back. What do you think turned that game around for you guys, and how big was it to come back, get that win, and sort of lift this team's spirits before going out on a road trip like this?
Well, we found a way, which was probably the most important piece. We were trailing most of that game and found a way to stay with it, get a call at the end, our power play, pull our goalie, and we make the most of that. And when it goes to 3-on-3, it's going to be, there's going to be nights where you feel you deserve a better fate in overtime, and there's going to be nights where you're fortunate for the win. And that's one of those games. We needed that first win of the season. That was important.
You've been to overtime a couple times now, though, where it hasn't been settled in the 5 minutes the way that everyone sort of expected it would be. What's been your impression of 3-on-3 with, as much experience in it as anyone's gotten so far?
Well, you would expect resolution, and if, you know, if I'm being honest, going into Moose Jaw and Brandon and going 3-on-3, if somebody would ask me if you're going to a shootout, I would have said absolutely not, right. But it's the way it played out. There were some good chances both sides. It's always going to, goaltender is going to be a huge factor because there's always odd man rushes, and I think we had 2 real long breakaways in Moose Jaw. Couldn't find it, and, you know, we'll take the shootout win. Probably wasn't what we envisioned, but we'll certainly take it.
You mentioned goaltending, and so far, stat-wise, has outplayed Dylan, but they've each played their share of games. How is that battle going for you, and is it one where one player is emerging, or you're still sort of letting it play out?
Well, I feel good about both guys, and that's a good spot to be in as a coach, and there's no, you know, this trip, the way it's played out timing-wise, Alec was great in Moose Jaw, and we had an overnight travel, you know, and you know what that's like when you're wheeling in at 3 in the morning into Brandon, and I wanted a fresh goaltender in Brandon. Patrick came back, gave us a 40-plus save performance, and then I wanted a fresh guy again in Regina, and it's just worked out nicely that both guys will get 2 games on this trip, and I'm confident in both guys, and I think they're both transitioning in different ways, Alec to the league and Patrick from a role where he didn't see a whole lot of minutes last year. So both guys are transitioning, but I've been really pleased with both.
It's interesting to see how much the 2 teams here that are playing tonight have gone through similar things to start the season. What do you expect now that you've seen them once, matching up with them again here tonight?
Well, we always know it's going to be a real tight game. I mean, they're 2 honest teams, play hard. you know, this barn is, you know, small neutral zone, and so things happen quickly, and you've got to be prepared for that. And, you know, they've got John Martin's since joined them after our game against them last, and he seems to be on fire. So it's another element to their offensive attack. And, you know, it'll be a tight game, I'm sure, and I feel like it's two really honest teams playing the game hard.
And with both teams coming in fairly tired after a long run of games, is it really important to keep it simple?
Yeah, we really benefit. I'm sure they felt the same way yesterday with the day to kind of get over the weekend. That's a lot of hockey in a short amount of time. And yesterday was good. We actually came in and had a light skate last night just to knock off a bit of the Thanksgiving right. cobwebs. And it was good to get in here. And then this morning, you know, felt like it was a regular game day.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Steve Hamilton. He's the head coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings. Mark Lamb, coach and GM of your Swift Current Broncos, will join us next as the pregame show continues from the Credit Union Iplex on the Eagle 94.1.